ba 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 ba
I've seen your frown and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things up the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry. To get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I like that funky little guitar at the end. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Haven't been with you for a couple of weeks now. It was Thanksgiving. I went down and saw my grandmother, and Derek Gary and his team took over for the evening. And thank you to Derek and friends who showed up that night, including my friends Winston and Stash. I apologize for not being there and breaking the Thanksgiving tradition. However, we will be doing it again 2 weeks from now. December 21st from 5 to 9 p.m., we will be doing the Christmas Spectacular Show. Derek and I pick 10 songs apiece, and we have friends and family members come in, and they vote on who's got the better Christmas music for the year. I have won every single year, knock on wood, and we will see if I can retain my title this year. Derek keeps stepping it up, or he should step it up this year, I should say. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Ah, I catch my breath. Woo! 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 Gotta make it to Christmas, man. What do we got? 18 days left? Holy moly. 18 days left. Also, last week, I had some car trouble, so I didn't make it in. So I'm doing last week's show this week. It's Time Travel. I can do that. 1980 to 1983 today. With a little things in between. Oh, you're gonna enjoy this. I'm just gonna start playing. Here we go.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m.
Hi, everybody. This weekend, as you gather with family and friends, Michelle and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
My mommy always said there were no monsters, but there are.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
855-915-WMFO if you want to make a request.
I love you back.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it scream from the haters. Body like scream to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I charge happy hours. Stop tripping, I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Greetings, Professor Vulcan.
I'm going to start you off with a little Genesis. My name is Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. 1980 through 1983 here today on Time Travel. 855-915-WMFO is the listener line. You can call in, make a request. 855-915-9636. Thanks for listening. Time Travel's here with you. Kick back and relax.
Hope is too small.
eyes looked to see what I was, and then something spoke, and this is what it said to me.
As soon as
when you explained the removal of your user account on June 23rd, 1973.
Yeah. We're in the big 80s, specifically 1980 to 1983 today on Time Travel. Here's the Scorpions with No One Like You here on Time Travel. There's the Scorpions here on Time Travel.
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
1, 2, 3, 4. Pac-Man. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's Weird Al. He never released that one. It's from the Beatles' Tax Man. It's a parody called Pac-Man. Duh. Here on Time Travel. Actually, it's just Pac-Man. No duh at the end and no hyphen. Pac-Man. I think it was just Pac-Space-Man. Or maybe it was Pac-Man. Jeez, why don't I know that? I was a big video game guy. Let me see. Pac-Man. Yeah, it's Pac-Man. Pac-Man, stylized as Pac-Man, all caps. Probably a password for a number of people in the early 90s. It's an arcade game that was developed by Namco, first released in Japan in May of 1980, which fits right in with the theme. 1980 to 1983 here on Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. I am the fat man atop Curtis Hall here on, Pearl Harbor Day, Wednesday, the 7th of 2016. So it was 75 years ago, right? 75th anniversary, Pearl Harbor Day. We should never forget that day in infamy. I have a great uncle still alive, 94 years old, one of the best guys I know. And he was around then, so Pearl Harbor Day, don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's important to remember things like that. You can go out and have a Pearl Harbor drink tonight if you like. It's like a Midori with a little vodka and like a lime, a splash of thing is in there. It's good. Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m. How about Abroad? Let's play Abroad. Yeah. Everybody's like, you never play any broads. I'm like, I play plenty of broads. I play plenty of broads. Like one out of four broads that I play. One out of four is three out of four is guys. I play three out of four guys and then one out of four broads.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
And one of the best broads of the early 80s. Come on. Ladies, Sheena Easton taking the morning train. And then a few years later, she was down with Prince and became a big hoe. But for now, the morning train.
Baby takes the morning train. work so hard. Come on, sugar cakes. Come on, give me some loving. It's Sheena Easton with the morning train. In parentheses, 9 to 5. You know why? Because there was a movie out called 9 to 5, which Dolly Parton had a big hit. Yep. Might as well play another broad. Here it is, one of the best songs of all time.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Life when you think about it, don't you? Rich man's game and the boss don't seem to give you any credit. It spends your life and you're gonna rent it, yeah. It's good. It's good. My name's Chris Earle. Here I am with you. Until 7 p.m. Is it me or does it seem like in the early 80s, people working 9 to 5, they had an hour lunch? So what's that, 35 hours a week? We're working a little harder now. You don't even have that. My baby takes the morning train. He works 4 a.m. until 7 at night. It's because that's how it is now in 2016. You want to make a buck. You want to pay your mortgage. You want to pay your rent. You want to feed your 5 kids. If you're not on welfare and you're contributing, you're doing it the right way, you want to feed your 5 kids, go out and work 75 hours a week, maybe 80 if you want to buy your wife or husband a gift for Christmas. Well, luckily we can say Christmas this year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. You can't say Happy New Year, though. Can't say that. I'm just kidding. Of course, you can say whatever you want. This is America. Freedom of speech. People don't know what that means, but sounds good to me. In the background's Moon Patrol. Just reached point E. Got a top record of 80. Got some bonus points. I'm on to the next. I'm going to break a record now. We're in 1982 listening to the Moon Patrol background. 9 to 5, man. That's doesn't exist too much anymore. You know what you need? You need a doctorate to work 9 to 5. Now, some people will get jobs that involve a doctorate. And they'll come in from like 10 to 4. Have a 2-hour lunch. You know what the French do? They go out for like 5 hours for lunch. They'll get up around noon. They'll go into work, and then from, like, they'll work a half hour. They'll sit at the water cooler for a little bit. And then from 2 to 7, they go out to lunch. They come back, pick up their car all sloshed, and they go home and bang their mister or mistress. I think there's something to learn from the French. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. I should probably play another tune, but I'm enjoying this so much. And we made it to Point J on Moon Patrol. Maybe we'll stop right there, and I'll play even another broad. Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll play a little Scandal. Scandal with Patti Smythe. Or is it Patti Smith? I think we called her Patti Smythe, because they're, yes, with a Y. It was like the beginning of these, oh, I'm going to spell my name a little different, a little odd. So like, when you write out a check to me, you have to do it 10 times. Anyway, goodbye to you. Scandal featuring Patti Smythe. You're on Time Travel out by request. Jeez. We're in the 80s here on Time Travel, but there's also many themes. There's 9 to 5 versus 9 to 5. Which one do you like better? I prefer the one with the girl with the biggest tits.
Too much to ever.
My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. We are in 1980 to 1983, jumping around in between the years. Here's the outfield.
I didn't have puke breath. I'd kiss you.
Computer. Must be something in the water. It's been the same.
I've got to get to you, baby. People think I'm kinda smart. I must have fell asleep with you before we start. Don't keep it, mama. Something's on the finger. Ah! But you gotta talk to me, baby. Tell me who you really are. Something did the one. It's been the same with every girl I've had.
On behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you until 7 p.m. Here's one you probably haven't heard in a very long time. It's Slade.
Chameleon, lying there in the sun. All things to everyone. Run, run away, yeah.
He bought a black man.
I wasn't aware that we sold them.
On the job, listen to the jam master as he starts to rock his